The opinions of the Mixed Babble podcast is the opinions of the hosts and the guests alone. We are not medical professionals. If you need medical advice, please speak with your doctor or a medical professional for guidance and treatment. Listener's discretion is advised. Explicit language and topics may be covered and used. Thank you. Hi guys, welcome to Mixed Babble. My name is Joni Brown. I am in the middle of the end of the world. What are you guys up to? Everything from the day-to-day bullshit, positive quotes that inspire me, books that I'm currently into, music that I'm obsessed with, or just whatever comes to mind. Let's get into it. I usually don't do a Sunday episode, so this is more actually of a bonus episode. It occurred to me that there are a lot of people that struggle with the Sunday evening, anticipation of Monday. So someone said to me recently that every Sunday evening around, 6 p.m., they start to get really anxious and stressed out about what the week has to offer, whether it's work stress or whatever it is that's going on in their life. So I was moved to drop this episode or this bonus episode today for anyone that's struggling with that. I came across something online on michaelpage.com. And hopefully this is helpful to someone. So there are 6 ways to overcome your Monday morning anxiety. And you can go online and read each of them in more detail, but just a quick overview. The first tip is to take advantage of the weekend. So weekends are great for many reasons. You have plenty of time to do plenty of things. So take advantage of your weekend. Do something that you really enjoy and that fulfills your mind and your spirit. Choose at least one activity to do on the weekends that truly gives you joy and peace. So number 2, start your week refreshed. It sounds basic, but many of us underestimate the importance of having a regular sleep pattern. I know for me, I am a night owl and I am working towards getting into a routine of going to bed at a decent time so I can wake up refreshed. Even on the weekends when I'm able to sleep in, I still want to keep that routine so that getting prepared for the week isn't so 180 for me. Number 3, remember your purpose. On your way to work on Monday morning, think about the reasons you do your work. Think about the fact that you're able to go to work. I've had situations in the past where I was so stressed out, and as cliche as it sounds, changing the way I thought about the situation really did improve my outlook. Being grateful, it's hard to be upset and anxiety ridden when you're being grateful about something. And I know it's easier said than done, but it's worth the effort. Number 4, think about your future. Use Monday mornings to think about where you are at in your career now and where you want to be in your future. And number 5, make some changes. If thinking about your job already fills you with anxiety, you should go to the root of the issue. Are you bored? Are you stressed? Despite your efforts or positive performance, do you feel unappreciated at work? So do not be a prisoner of your unhappiness. Instead, think about what needs to change in order to make yourself a happy employee. And number 6, the final tip. Maybe it is time to do something else. I think some people often feel trapped, and whether that's in a job or a relationship or school. So if you consistently feel miserable on Monday mornings, it might be time to plan a career change. And I added a few things in here myself out of personal experience. I paraphrased some of these tips from michaelpage.com. So if you want to get a little bit more detail on that, by all means, check that out. I also found another site that was very helpful as well. And it's ironic because it's another six signs, but it's called Six Signs That Monday Morning, that the Monday Morning Blues May Be an Emotional Alarm. And that is on psychcentral.com. So check those out if you guys are struggling right now with Mondays and the anticipation and stress of the upcoming week. And if you believe in prayer, prayer also works for me. So I hope you got something out of this episode, this bonus episode, and I hope you guys have an amazing upcoming week. Bye.